We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A-Rod.
It's A-Rod Day on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Thank God we're halfway through.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, we are halfway through A-Rod Day. A very exciting day.
Dump that. Shut your pie hole.
Very exciting day here at WFAN. For those that don't know, a part of the origin of Alex Rodriguez Day was that a few weeks ago, me and Sean Morash competed in a pickleball game in which if I had won, my beard would be cut off. I would finally get rid of this hideous Pete Alonso beard that I have. But if Sean won, he was able to make a show decision. And I think that a lot of people assumed he would do something very selfish with his show decision if he won, maybe put his name on the show, do something of that nature. Well, Sean did beat me controversially, but he did beat me in pickleball. I owe that. And so Sean's show decision that he announced about a week ago was A-Rod Day. Like, he wanted to honor Alex because the Yankees haven't, because they haven't retired number 13. And to Sean and many Yankee fans, they believe that the Yankees should.
Evan, thank you so much for being a part of the ceremonies. We no longer need you for a couple minutes because I, Sean Morash, presents A-Rod Day with Tiki Barber, are going to welcome a very special guest at this time. None other than the great Alex Rodriguez. Alex, welcome in.
Thanks, guys. How you doing, man?
We are awesome, Alex. So you kind of precipitated this because last time we had you on, Evan, who's not talking right now because he's a Met fan, asked you about your jersey retirement. And we thought, man, this is an unbelievable, or Sean did, this is an unbelievable idea. So congratulations. We're retiring your jersey in our studio, or your number in our studio.
I love it. Thank you very much. Hey, we're chipping away.
That's exactly it, Alex. That is the point of this, is to bring, I'm trying to bring attention here, and so many young Yankee fans like myself want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts, because without you, the drought for a World Series that would be going on 24 years, and we are dying for another championship for many of our teams in this town, and you should be celebrated. So let me just start off by saying, as a Yankee fan, thank you so much for 2009. And let's go down memory lane. What is your favorite moment from the 2009 World Series, outside of course, the final out in the World Series?
Yeah, I was going to say definitely Mo on the mound, Cano to Teixeira to end it. But I would probably say the double that followed Johnny Damon's double steal in Philly. And the minute that double was hit, we scored, winning run. I pull up to second base. By the corner of my eye, I see Mariano Rivera start to warm up, and I knew that we had lefty in game six at home to close it down in front of our fans.
You know, we talked to CeCe about an hour ago, and he was talking about his struggles competing in the postseason. And we know that you had some of yours, the Boston series that everybody talks about, but what actually broke through for you? Right, what in your mind made 2009 be so epic? Because we were just looking at the stats, the OPSs, the home runs. I mean, it was unbelievable, one of a kind in so many ways. What helped you break through in 2009?
Yeah, thank you. No, it was so much fun. It all came together for me because I finally started trusting we and not I. And an indication of that, you know, as you remember, Tex would hit third, right. I hit fourth, and then Matsui won fifth. Matsui won the MVP. But he was so hot that I realized I didn't have to be the hero. I didn't have to hit a grand slam with nobody on base. If I could just be disciplined, swing at strikes, and don't go fishing and pass the baton to Matsui, he would take care of business, and he sure did to ensure the MVP and the World Championship.
Was there any part of you that was slightly disappointed you weren't the World Series MVP? Because for my money, Alex, I mean, I know it's not like hockey where the whole postseason counts. You're the all-time RBI leader in a single postseason. You should have been the MVP that year.
You know, I didn't think about that too much, honestly. I was like 50% pregnant with two thoughts. One was I was happy as hell because it's been 15 years. And the other 50%, I was relieved. Because, you know, growing up in Miami, loving Dan Marino and him having to answer these questions about not winning a championship and Charles Barkley and others, I just was so relieved to be able to be a small part of a great team in 2009 to bring so much joy to our fans in New York.
I know you're not trying to, but you're just kind of rubbing it in my face because I wasn't there when the Giants won what. You know, Alex, I want to you know, take you back to that 2009 season again. And right, so much has been talked about the the makeup of that team, right? How, I mean, everybody hit over 270 except for Swish, and his OPS was almost 900. Right? What made that team come together so well? Right? Not just you, but just everybody. What, that team was great. CeCe even said it when we interviewed him. We don't put enough respect on the totality of that whole squad.
Yeah, and Tiki, you know this. I mean, a lot of times you get the real appreciation sometimes two or three decades after it's over because you really appreciate it. And you've seen the drought with the Yankees. It's not easy to win, and it's harder to win in New York because of all the pressure that comes with it. But for me, it was a 25-man roster, completely diversified. We had people from all over the world, Matsui from Japan, Panama, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, CCG. It was just an awesome group. Everyone checked their ego at the door. I thought Joe Girardi and the staff did an incredible job, and we were fully accountable, and everybody took responsibility. But I'll never forget, on my birthday, this is where I thought we were going to win the title, is it was a Saturday, and we were celebrating my birthday. The entire team showed up, including Jay-Z, Ty Domi, Jay-Z's boy Juan, and we're playing a day game at 1 o'clock the next day, and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, and the entire party is inside my pool, including CeCe, including everybody. The only two that stayed dry were Jay-Z and Ty Domi. And Ty Domi says, if anyone touches Jay-Z, they're going to have to deal with me. So nobody touched either one of them.
Awesome.
The only two people of 50 people that were not in the pool, and everybody went in with their suits, with their shorts, with everything. And the next day we came out and won, which I was under a lot of pressure to make sure that we won because if we didn't win, they would blame that loss on my birthday.
Yeah. You know, Alex, what do you feel like your relationship is with Yankee fans right now? Because Sean is of that age where you're the hero, right? He doesn't remember those earlier Yankee championships like he remembers the 09 one. And for 35 and maybe younger sports fans, you're the hero. What do you think your relationship is with Yankee fans?
Honestly, I think it's 10 out of 10. I'm so grateful for everywhere I go around the world, every day of my life, including here in vacation. I've had a few people already say, thanks for 2009. The fans in New York are so smart. Look, my career was up and down, and it included the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in many ways, it's very relatable to New York. New York is not just up and to the right. New York is a place where people make mistakes, but I really think they appreciate someone who's tough, gritty, who has perseverance and does not give up. And I would just say this, baseball, we have to start celebrating as something that unites people. And when I hit a home run in 09 or when we won the championship, you had collective fans unified.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cheering in the same direction, no matter what their differences were. And we just got to get back to that. That's what's great about sports and music. It brings us all together.
You know, Alex, we are sitting here in a long, long drought since the 2011 Giants, since we had a parade in this city. And I have of the belief, and I believe this, that we have gone down this long stretch, and I almost feel like you personally, along with some of the 09 Yankees, get punished from the idea of you were still relatively fresh off that Yankee dynasty. We're in the midst of two Giant Super Bowls. Do you think, for anybody who might be a naysayer today, that your career might be looked at differently if the 09 Yankees were happening, let's say, within the last 5 years, and it snapped a drought as opposed to coming off a long dynasty run by the Yankees?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it was 9 years, and it felt like forever in Yankee world. I can't even think about, you know, today, 15 years without going to a World Series is mind-boggling. But I just think the way it worked out perfectly. The fact that 04 we melted in the New York Sun against Boston made 09, 5 years later, so much sweeter.
Yeah. I agree with that. Boy, do I agree with that. And it really just doused the flames that went along with that. Now, that was such a big offseason for the Yankees heading to 09. You had obviously had some playoff failures those couple years before. If you had to pick any singular addition of that Yankee team, what do you think helped put that 09 team over the top, added to the core you guys already had to finally win this thing?
Well, obviously the trifecta of, you know, give Hal Steinbrenner and Randy Levine a lot of credit. I remember meeting with Randy Levine, and we talked about Cece Sabathia, Teixeira, and AJ Burnett, and he signed up on board and moved very quickly on that. So props to Randy and to Hal, because it was an incredible financial investment. But I think the guy that made the biggest difference is Johnny Damon. Before Johnny Damon got there, we were not a world championship team. And after he got there, we became one. And I thought one of the big mistakes was letting Johnny go and not letting us run it back in 2010. When he left, I think, to Detroit, I think it was a huge miss for us.
Yeah, I know. When we talked to CeCe earlier, that he said the 2010 season was probably his biggest disappointment because it felt like you could have repeated. And he didn't give context, but, I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys that just make a difference. I think you know this. I mean, Mike Conley in our basketball team, we brought him in from Utah last year with the Timberwolves, and he's completely changed the climate, the attitude, the energy, not only in the locker room, but on the court. But the entire, you know, state of Minnesota is kind of thinking, okay, we can do this, because it's not necessarily the best player. While Mike's had an incredible career, it's really his character, his leadership, and his positivity that influences our other 14 young players.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the Timberwolves, and look, we know you're part owner there. You've been involved now a couple of years. You're doing the Fox stuff. You're traveling. You're on vacation right now, I think, so we appreciate you calling. How do you find time to do all the stuff that you're doing? I think a lot of people think after you retire, you made a ton of money. Athletes just kind of chill. Like, you're doing a lot.
You know, I apply to three letters, BCP, which is vision, capital, people. You have to have a crystallized vision of what you want to do in 3 to 5 years, whether it's personally or in a business. The C part is you got to put capital to deploy to that vision. And the hardest part, as always, and Tika, you know this, whether it's the locker room or business, it's people. Yeah. You guys have a great show because you have people not only speaking publicly, but all your great producers that prepare to get you guys ready to shine. And I feel like if you get the VCP part ready, you can have a great platform and do a lot more because you have all the right people in the right place.
Yeah, but I'm not giving Loogie credit for you because I reached out to Berkowitz. That's how we got you on here. So Sean started our show with not a controversy, but it's just the reality of the moment. When you came here in 2004, and you had just won a gold glove, you'd won an MVP. We heard it on the Captain series where you talked about not moving to shortstop and going to third. That seems like it should have been ridiculously awkward. Why was it not?
I think it's because of the partnership. I can care less about myself. All I wanted to do was, you know, come here and win. And when George Steinbrenner called me, it's a conversation that I took very, very seriously. And, you know, being part of the Yankees, it was the same reason, Tiki, when I came in 04 that I had no problem after winning the MVP and Gold Glove and just named captain of the Rangers, moving to third base for the betterment of being part of something better and bigger, is the same reason when I had 696 and the Yankees told me it's over. I had three teams call me, and my decision was basic, right? It was 696 with a Yankee uniform is greater than 700 in any other. So same way in, same way out.
Oh, that, A-Rod, I love hearing that. And obviously, I talked about that. We played the bit in the documentary. You and Jeter had obviously spoke in the dugout that rainy night in Chicago. And I've been hammering home this point all along. The idea that you were somebody of that kind of caliber player at shortstop, moving over to third, all in the spirit of winning. And I have just used the word selflessness all day long. Do you believe your selflessness is something that maybe has gone overlooked as time has passed?
I think so, but I don't really worry about things like that. Look, the bottom line is I came over, it was successful, we won a championship. You know, the franchise value has gone up from $1 billion to probably $6 or $7 billion now. It's been great business. The Yes Network was kicking and rocking and rolling. And I'm hoping every day as I wear my Yankee pinstripes in my heart and I wear my hat, I'm cheering hard for them to get their stuff together and get back to the championship way. It's really about the team, not about me. I'm doing just fine.
Well, in about 15 minutes, we're going to pull down this black sheet that we're holding, that's covering your number retirement that we're going to do here. Hopefully, at some point, the Yankees do it at Yankee Stadium as well. Alex, we appreciate you jumping on for a little bit, and congratulations. We're the first number that we've retired here at WFAN. You are the first, so we appreciate you.
Hey, I love it. One of one, and thank you, and I feel grateful for you guys voting me in. Every vote counts.
Simply the best, Alex. Thank you so much.
All right, fellas. Have a great weekend.
See you, Alex. Bye. Be good.
The great Alex Rodriguez.
There it is.
How about that? Thank you, Teak, for helping coordinate. Thank you, Lugie, for putting him up. And he, you know, he said it's all about the team. He wouldn't even, you know, compliment so much on the selflessness.
That was just wonderful. That was,
it was great.
No, that was wonderful. I'm complimenting you, Tiki, and you, Sean, and of course Alex. That was very heartwarming.
Yeah, and you could tell.
Shut up, Met fan.
Exactly. And how much it means to him, right? Tiki talked about chipping away. This right. means a lot to him,
it
having
does.
His number retired.
The
and
first
it should.
Step.
And we should be able to move the banner that we're going to unveil a little bit to the Bronx in due time.
Right.
Yankees, if you're listening, hello.
We are creating the conversation. Nobody was talking about this.
Yep.
We're
right.
creating the conversation.
I am trying my darndest. I'm really, 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 really
Do you
trying.
Not believe that Alex's number should be retired?
Hold on a second.
Was you there, asked the question.
Was
you
there
the
not a few things he may have said that you're like, eh?
No.
Eh,
no.
Eh.
It's his day. He can say what he wants.
That's why I'm biting my effing tongue. I haven't said anything.
It was all about selflessness. And he gave Johnny Damon credit.
He was very, right. very, you know, I get it.
He that's wanted fun. To win. Same thing CC said. Okay. Come here because I want to win. Obviously, the money's a big part of it, too. He wanted to win. Everybody wants to win.
There was a moment in which things could have gotten very, very awkward. I chose not to out of a promise to Sean because I lost a bet. And it was when you asked the question and you set me up and it would have blown this whole thing up. Like, the day would have been ruined. I admit that.
Yes.
Alex would have hung up. Uh-huh. Things wouldn't have gone well. It was when you asked him what changed between like 8 and 9. And I had this knee-jerk animalistic reaction to scream steroids. And I didn't. I bit my tongue. I didn't do
but
it.
Why?
Because it would have been wrong. It would have ruined this
but
beautiful
why do you think,
day
why do you
put
think
together.
That, why do you think that's what changed?
I don't know. I just, because, I don't know, because he did it a couple times.
Oh, great. So a lot of people in that did. Era did.
That doesn't mean that that didn't help him.
Well, are the Astros going to be celebrated forever in right. Houston? They cheated.
You know, here's a funny thing. When I think about steroids, like performance enhancers, CC said this, and maybe because CC and I have actually had this conversation before, mm-hmm. but I feel the same way. Like, if I had played against someone who was doing steroids, it wouldn't have bothered me. It wouldn't have been like, oh, you're cheating. It would have been like, I'm still better than you.
Right?
I don't need to do steroids to be good. I'm still better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think people take steroids for a couple of reasons. One is vanity, like we were talking about yesterday. I think two, because they have... And I'm not, when I say steroids, I mean performance enhancer. That includes human growth hormone, which I honestly believe was the bigger part of mm-hmm. what these athletes were and now have been using, because it helps you recover. And for you play 162 games, recovery is the biggest.
Recovery's the
you
biggest
see,
issue.
You put the negative energy in the air.
That was a balloon popping here
right.
on A-Rod Day.
Right, so,
we've had a few of those
that's
throughout
like
the show.
One now.
Yes, go
but
ahead.
To me, it never felt like. It's changing you to the point where it makes you better attuned to do the little things. Yeah, maybe the macro things, the muscular things, but the little things, it still takes an innate, God-given skill. And there's a competitive nature to athletes. And so, yeah, performance enhancers are what they are. Jimmy Garoppolo got suspended for 2 games for performance. What about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah.
What the hell is he taking?
Did you see what Sean Morris tweeted when Jimmy Garoppolo
yes.
got busted for 2 days?
I'm very disappointed,
you are
Jimmy.
Super troll.
Sean tweeted, I don't respect cheaters.
Super troll.
Hard to respect.
Super troll.
Hard to respect you. Now, at the beginning of this show, we took a bunch of calls, a lot of people supportive of Alex, a few people anti-Alex, and Sean made a point very early on. He said, you know what? I believe by the time this is all done, you will come around to appreciating Alex Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Alex was just on our show. I thought you guys did a marvelous job talking to him.
And by the way, he's on vacation.
He's on vacation. Right. He took time out of his vacation.
Exactly.
I respect it. He said a lot of things that I could see making Yankee fans very excited. The talk about New York City, mm-hmm. the talk about selflessness, So I'm very, very curious if this gentleman on hold in particular, who does not like Alex, does not like A-Rod Day, if that swayed him. So let's find out from Dom in the truck. Dom, do you feel a little differently about Alex, especially after hearing him say some of the things he said?
Oh, my God. Evan, can I vent real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Can you guys let me vent real quick?
Of course.
All right, Evan, I love you guys, but this is the worst day on WFAN. Mm. I'm listening to you guys because
this is binary.
I cannot listen to Michael Caine. Oh. But this is the worst day. How are we celebrating a cheater? The only reason the Yankees won in 2009 was because he used steroids.
Everybody cheated. Everybody.
He's a cheater. He's a liar.
No. He was caught. Right. Everybody.
No.
Dom, do you have a problem?
I promise you, Dom, don't be naive. Don't sit here and vilify the one guy who was made an example of. Why? I don't know. Maybe because he's a third baseman for the New York Yankees. Maybe.
Oh,
if it was the center fielder for the Milwaukee Brewers, trust me, America would not give in a you-know-what. Right? He was vilified. All these guys did it. Every one of them. All of them. So don't sit here and think that A-Rod is the only one. Please, I hate when people do that.
Dom, just
fault.
One second.
Evan, this is your fault. Evan.
No, Dom, Dom, this is Sean Morris presents A-Rod Day. Do you have a problem with the number 46 being retired at Yankee Stadium?
Do I have a problem with number 46 getting retired? No, I have a problem with number 13 getting retired.
Okay, so you're picking and choosing who got pegged for PEDs then and who
so
you don't
care
about.
You're being selective, and that's not fair.
All right. I love how he says it's my fault. Is it my fault because I lost pickleball? Is that what he's trying
maybe
to say?
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah, put on sneakers next time you play.
Or any kind of shoe.
Who knew when I was losing that pickleball game this would turn into that? I had no idea. How are you holding up, Lugie? Have you enjoyed the day so far?
No, but I'm being a professional. I'm being a team player.
See, Lugie's the good team player. He just says nothing.
That's the first time he spoke all day.
And by the way,
which is a rarity
you're not
for him.
Allowed to talk about it on the Lug Hour either.
What if I talk about it glowingly?
That's it, and I will be listening.
Absolutely. I'm actually looking forward to Cinco de Five-O today because I think that's going to be my favorite topic about A-Rod later, his dating history.
Well, here's the deal, all right? Coming up in the next few minutes, we are going to perform the ceremony. We're going to retire Alex's number. Now, again, I have nothing to do with this. Sean has set it up. There are festivities that will occur, and then this giant... I guess you would call it like a tablecloth, maybe a sheet, whatever you want to call it. If you're watching on SNY, you see it. It's a black, like...
Tablecloth
will come down. And apparently behind the black tablecloth is the big 13 retirement. So, folks, you've waited all day. We've heard from the guest of honor himself, Alex Rodriguez. We heard from CC Sabathia. Think about it. The two most important guys on that chase to 2009's World Series championship. But when we come back, it's the main event of the evening. Alex Rodriguez's number will be retired here at WFAN.
Swung on and hit in the air to right field and deep. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam to tie Lou Gehrig. Alex Rodriguez at his dramatic best drove one into the right field seats. It's an A-bomb from A-Rod. A grand slam. And the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
One of the many great moments supplied by Alexander Emmanuel Rodriguez, who is kind enough to join the show on his day here at WFAN. You can hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app to hear that. CC Sabathia has already joined us on the show. The festivities of the first ever A-Rod Day, as presented by Sean Morash.
Did you get chills there listening to that, Ev?
The
crowd going nuts.
I got to tell you, I actually did. John Sterling brings moments,
right,
and it gives you like those bumps, the goosebumps.
Well, he makes them forever.
No doubt. And then hearing the A-bomb by A-Rod, it's a classic call. So, yes, I'd admit I got a little goosebumps. But right now it's time for Yankee fans to really get goosebumps because right now is the moment that I know many Yankee fans have waited for. They have wanted Alex Rodriguez's number 13 to be retired in Monument Park. And for various reasons, the Yankees have decided not to do that. They are not interested in retiring a guy who really led them to their last World Series championship.
Yet.
Alex has expressed a desire to us, that he wants that number retired. Mm-hmm. It would mean a lot to him. And so Sean Morash's big show decision was to do this, a show around A-Rod and retire his number. Here at the WFAN studios, we've got Yankee balloons everywhere. You can see this if you're watching on SNY. You'll see it soon later digitally all over the internet. We have a beautiful 13 balloon behind us. And then we have this big black cover, which I assume behind it holds that dream that Alex has, which is a retired number.
A dream that many of us have.
Many of you guys have it. So the MC of this event, as we retire his number, is Sean Morash and Tiki Barber. I will supply play-by-play once you guys retire the number. But the floor is yours, Sean, on this wonderful A-Rod Day.
And just a message to everybody listening at home, maybe watching at home. The moment will be yours after this banner is raised. We want your phone calls at 877-337-6666 telling you what this moment means to you. And maybe just accompany it with your favorite A-Rod moment of all time. Okay, I think that's important here because this day is about you, the fans,
right,
as much as it is about Alex. And again, the theme, selflessness today. All right. I'll never forget where I was in February of 2004, 20 years ago, when I learned that Alex Rodriguez was coming to the New York Yankees and not the Boston Red Sox. On the couch, a portly 11th grader, seeing the bottom line, a little breaking news. What was that on TV? The Yankees are trading for Alex Rodriguez? You see, in 2004, the world was a simpler place. There was no Twitter. There were no group chats. It was a chance to gather your thoughts and be enthused without the constant cloud of negativity every news story seems to have today. I was pumped. I was fired up. A-Rod's coming to my Yankees, and he's moving positions out of respect for the captain, Derek Jeter. I quickly fell in love. His quirkiness, his edge, his towering home runs, the sight of him launching balls from right field to the catcher position were mesmerizing for all those that attended games in the Bronx pregame. But as quickly as I fell in love, I fell back out of love, as his presence became the poster child for all that was suddenly wrong in baseball. The Red Sox breaking their curse, a collapse that was unfathomable, Boston fans celebrating a World Series. But 05 pivoted me back. Despite being frustrated in his postseason play that year and the following in 06, the team was 10 down, beat up, and in 2007, we truly saw the greatness of A-Rod in a historic MVP season that gave the Yankees, or saved the Yankees, from being an embarrassment, 500 at the All-Star break, to a playoff team. He couldn't do it all, though, even with Jeter next to him, and in the offseason of 2009, it all came together. CC Sabathia, Mark Teixeira, and AJ Burnett all came here for money first, but of course the real appeal was winning a championship in pinstripes, and they knew that was possible for their careers because the best player in baseball was here playing for the Yankees, Alex Rodriguez. 2009 was filled with cream pies, thrills, walk-off wins, and nostalgia. But we all knew that year would be all for nothing without winning a World Series, snapping a nearly decade-long drought in the Bronx without one. The Twins, Angels, and eventually that crap city of Philadelphia would all learn their fate at the hands of Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod is a freaking legend. He gave the Yankees their franchise record 18 RBI in that October, and he tied Bernie Williams for first all-time in home runs in a singular postseason. And we'll never forget Halloween night when A-Rod's homer into the camera well in Philadelphia told us all our curse of 9 years was over.
Oh, God.
The parade was the last one this city has seen for the sport of baseball, and we owe it all to A-Rod. It has been a long time coming now, 8 years after we gave him a standing ovation on a wet August night for the final time in 2016. He was not a perfect man, sure, but we are not a perfect city. And in life, who truly are the perfect men? He was perfectly New York and perfectly a champion. I thank you, Alex, on behalf of all Yankee fans. We miss you. We love you, and today we celebrate you. Nobody will ever wear the number 13 in the hallowed halls of WFAN from here until eternity. Happy A-Rod Day. Hit it, Tommy.
You're sampling the best. I'm showing it up. Tiki have gotten up. They have gone to this drape. They both have their hands up. They are slowly pulling it down, and they've revealed it. A retired pinstripe 13. It says A-Rod Day, February 16th, 2024. Evan and Tiki. But the biggest image is the retired 13. It is now hanging here at the WFAN studios. The Mike Francesa studios. I'm sure Mike would be very honored by this right now. Considering him and Alex had a great relationship. Sean and Tiki are now hugging.
That's cool. Right or wrong?
Because it took a lot of emotion pulling that drape down, and Sean's speech was actually very emotion-filled.
That was outstanding.
That was very well done, that speech.
Outstanding.
There were a few things that kind of annoyed me about it, but overall, it was a very nice
annoyance, troll. That was outstanding.
You just called me troll?
I did. That was amazing.
Sean is now posing for pictures with the retired 13.
He wrote that himself. That was fandom from his heart.
So the 13 is hanging behind us where we normally sit, and it's big, by the way. Like, it's massive. I mean, you can't miss it. And I guess this will hang here forever until it's ripped down by somebody, like the Mike Francesa studio name, by no comment. It's a very good-looking banner. I got to hand it to Sean on this. I know this has annoyed a lot of people, some people, but he went all out. I mean, between the balloons and now this beautiful jersey that's hanging from the WFAN rafters. And that speech. Now, you got to be honest with me. We live in an AI world. Did you AI that speech? Was that a genuine, from like the bottom of your heart, speech that you wrote yourself?
So full disclosure, I don't know how to AI. I was never good at that stuff. No, that was from my heart. I've taken the last 5 days to pine through. I've had a couple different versions. I wanted to make sure I got everything in there, but also make sure it hit properly. Some stuff you have to take out, some stuff you have to put in, but that was from the bottom of my heart. That's how I feel as a Yankee fan, and I'm glad I could deliver it for him.
How long did it take you to write said speech?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say. I took portions of train rides over the past couple days to do so.
Wow.
So, I mean, all in all, probably a collaborative total of 3 hours, subtracting in and out.
That was real. That was a real speech. Right? That.
I mean, I'm a talker, Teak. It's what I do for a living.
I know, but it's more like you're a writer. That was impressive.
Yeah, my big issue is the spelling. You know, I probably could write a book like Evan.
But nobody's reading it.
I know, but that's why I can't be a writer. Thank you. But that I'm appreciative of that you guys. Hey, by the way, Teak, one day Canton's coming. Don't forget to pull up there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, as you
Sean,
were reading.
Can you write my Canton speech?
Yes.
I mean, he may have to after that one. Right. As you were reading the speech, I could tell there was some emotion in your voice. Were you ever close to crying?
Close, especially when the words, "we miss you," hit. Because the truth is, we do. Like, with all due respect to Chase Headley and Gio Urshela,
oh my God,
and even DJ LeMahieu, you start to think about it in all these years on WFAN putting together what's a championship team. Oh, the Yankees contenders this year. You start to realize what a gaping hole Alex Rodriguez left at third base for this team. Mm. You know, Josh Donaldson. I mean, what are we doing here with some of these guys?
That's actually a pretty good point. Like, third base has been a vacant wasteland since they forced Alex Rodriguez
out. Good players, but nothing like what we had with A-Rod. And it just hits you. He's the ideal player. I really believe this, that you don't know what you have till it's gone.
Mm.
And because you expected so much, and, you know, he had his foibles and everything else, you want to get on him, but you think back. Damn, we didn't appreciate him when we had him.
Can I give A-Rod a compliment?
Yes, sure,
please. I'm going to give you one because it just hit me as you were describing.
Yeah.
You want to miss him?
Sean, you knocked the hate out of his heart.
Thank you.
Well,
that is amazing.
Well, one thing I miss about Alex is you mentioned you don't appreciate till it's gone. Like Aaron Judge. Think about Aaron Judge. He's a great, great player. In fact, I was analyzing the 2022 Aaron Judge season versus the 2007 A-Rod season.
Sure.
Very comparable. Two all-time great seasons. But here's the thing about Aaron Judge. He's a giant bore.
Yes.
Like, he's not involved in any kind of controversy. And we did this a little bit yesterday. But A-Rod had a controversy every other day.
Yeah.
Whether it was, did he scream ha? Whether it was eating popcorn out of a beautiful actress's hand at the Super Bowl.
Laying on a rock in Central Park shirtless. How is that a controversy? Let the man enjoy the park.
Yeah. But you're right.
Kiss in the mirror. By the way, it's a fashion shoot. So what do? You do
of
stupid
course.
Stuff in fashion.
How about the Centaur story about, you know, A-Rod having a picture of himself as a half horse, half man?
Yeah, somebody sent it to him.
By the way, how do we know Melky Cabrera didn't have a picture of him looking like a horse's ass? It was all because of how much attention we paid A-Rod.
But all those controversies, they were fun. They were good natured.
Right.
We get none of that now with Aaron Judge. He's a giant boar.
Well, Aaron is the mix of Jeets and Alex. Great player, but doesn't say anything.
So he's got the greatness of A-Rod
right.
and the boringness of Derek Jeter.
Yeah, it's more just the the steadiness. Like this, the I'm not moving the needle.
Right.
I'm not trying to.
No pun intended.
Right. I'm just well, no.
Not for Judge, right. for A-Rod.
He's just gonna say what he needs to say. Exactly what he needs to say.
By the way, Sean is...
Stay quiet, Lugie.
Sean is... Forget Lugie. Sean is looking at the banner, and he's like, a tear's coming down his
That's
eye.
It's a pretty awesome banner.
I mean, that is the that banner is the definition of who says baseball is not romantic.
No.
Or how could you not be romantic about baseball?
I understand. I will get to some of your calls. Some Yankee fans who obviously want to opine, and non-Yankee fans. Of course, this is welcome to everybody on this very, very festive day known as A-Rod Day. We'll kick it off with Vinny, who's calling from Woodbridge. Vinny, you're on the fan on A-Rod Day.
What's up, Vinny?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to thank Sean for this day. I mean, it was a long time coming. I think it's about time the Yankees do the right thing now. And I think we need to let Sean make more decisions around that. Because he did a great job.
Oh, dude. This is the downside.
Yeah,
of this.
Now all of a sudden Sean's going to get the decision power right, because of this.
He's going to get promoted. Somebody else already called and said he needs a promotion or a salary raise. So now you're going to be making more decisions, Sean?
Well, I mean, again, we share an agent, Teague, so we'll have to talk to him about the salary raise.
Nice.
Well, I will give Vinny this, and I'll give you this, Sean. This radio station has been around for many, many years. I grew up listening to it, and this station's made change in this town. This station has made an impact in this town. Most infamously, the Mike Piazza trade. I think a lot of us still credit Mike and Chris for using the bully pulpit of WFAN to pressure the Mets into that trade. I wonder if all these years later, after that Mike Piazza trade, which occurred 26 years ago, coming up this May.
Dude, I'm old.
Me too, by the way. I wonder if Sean's A-Rod Day and this ceremony and everything along with it will somehow push the Yankees to a destination that I think most of their fans want, and that is the number 13 being retired. If it does get retired anytime soon, Sean, I think I will look back at this day and say, wow, you made that happen.
And you need to be invited.
I hope I do. And again, I don't need to be invited. This isn't about me. This is about Alex. And it's about the fans. It's selflessness. Theme of the day.
Let's go to Gus in Croton-on-Hudson. How are you, Gus?
Hello, guys.
What's up?
Sean, magnifico. Magnifico. Mm-hmm. That speech. It was perfect. It was perfect. It was quite here in Croton in the Hudson. And I'm listening to that speech, Go Buchanan, Go Buchanan, Go Buchanan.
There's my guy.
There he is.
We needed a Go Buchanan on this wonderful day. What would it be without that?
Alex for president.
Thank you very much for the phone call, and we appreciate the sentiment. Let's go to Sean in East Williston. How are you, Sean?
Hey, guys. Big Yankee fan here, longtime Yankee fan. I do not like A-Rod whatsoever. I had no intention of listening to the show today, but I'm stuck in a car going to Vermont, and I have to say that this is really entertaining. It was a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Sean.
Well, hold on a second.
We
appreciate the entertainment part, but has it changed your view at all on Alex and his legacy with the New York Yankees?
Absolutely not. He's a phony. Always will be.
Now, do you take that as a half a win, Sean?
It's a half a win because he's a great player. So who cares if he thinks he's a phony?
I was going to say we gave him entertainment,
right?
But he didn't change his view.
I also think this is the kind of show and the kind of moment that I think is one of those things like a good steak. It marinates with you. And I think he'll tuck his head in Vermont and today maybe wakes up to a little maple syrup.
He's going to wake up and he's going to be like, you know what? Those guys were right.
Yeah, he needs his number retired.
Alex was amazing. Alex really was selfless. CeCe told us.
Selfless.
What did I say? Selfless.
It came close to selfish. We just need to be careful.
Selfless.
It's almost like you wanted to say selfish.
No, selfless.
Right?
He is selfless.
Right?
CeCe even said it. I mean, the story about him being his baseball IQ, we always knew that. But being great in the clubhouse, great teammate.
You know what CeCe said that I did not know? You know, we asked CeCe when he was on. He joined us about 3 o'clock. You could rewind on the Odyssey app or check out our podcast or YouTube.
And those that don't know CeCe, he will keep it real about anything.
Yeah, no,
if he don't like you, he's not going to mince words.
Well, he said something I didn't know. I asked him, hey, were you recruited? Because, you know, we even heard Marcus Stroman say a couple days ago, it was so cool that I was recruited by Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole, and guys were reaching out to me, and that was awesome. So I was curious, hey, CeCe, you're a free agent. You're the hottest free agent of them all, 08 and 09. Were you recruited? And he said no, but then said, but wait, the previous year, A-Rod was the guy who in spring training said, hey, we could use you over here. So Alex was actually the very first recruiter of CC Sabathia. And who knows, maybe that conversation down in Florida in 2008 put that seed in his head.
Mate, you never know. You never know.
And those two guys are the reasons they won the World Series in 2009.
Right.
The pitching of CC Sabathia and obviously the dominant stick of Alex Rodriguez. Dan is in Garwood, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Dan.
This is the second, if not the greatest day in WFAN history, the second greatest day when, since Mike Francesa announced he was coming back to the Fan.
Those are the top two. Love it.
I wasn't sold on you, but you're a hero now. You did what needed to be done. You got it done, you and Tiki. This is well overdue. And you know what? Screw all those that don't like it. And Major League Baseball for being hypocrites. Major League Baseball turned the other cheek.
Spot the line.
Strike when they needed steroids, when they juiced the ball, and every other thing they could do to bring baseball back. And A-Rod had to wear the veil of guilt for everybody. And today, he's exonerated. He's it's all over. It's all in the past. And it couldn't happen at a better time with the season coming up.
Right.
And I'm just happy for A-Rod because he deserves it.
Thank you, Dan.
And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous already. I mean, we don't even know all the names of the mission reports to this day still. Who knows how many?
No.
Nobody also wants to bring up the fact that, what about Houston, who just cheated in the most horrible way,
right,
but blatantly cheated, and nobody was penalized for anything. I mean, the franchise was penalized very, very lightly, but none of the players that partook in the scandal were penalized in any way.
Yeah, no, you're right, Dan. So, there was absolutely zero consequence for the Houston Astros.
Mm. Well, zero. You know what the Astros teach me, and I've seen this a little bit throughout the steroid era, and that is outside of where you are, outside of your prism, yeah, people are going to criticize you. Like here in New York, we criticize the Houston Astros. All around Major League Baseball fans criticize the Houston Astros. That title was cheap, blah, blah, blah. But if you go to Houston, what do you think they say about the 2017 Houston Astros?
Everybody did it.
They say that, but they honor their team. They love their team.
Of course they do.
Their team won a World Series. I'll give you another example, not a perfect example. Barry Bonds, we mentioned him earlier. If you go to San Francisco, Barry Bonds is loved.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds is beloved in San Francisco. He goes back, he gets a standing ovation. He is honored in the Bay Area. And oh, by the way, he didn't even win a World Series for that franchise. They didn't win a World Series till a decade later, and then they won three with the Buster Posey era that they lived in. But my point is, even though he's a cheater to everybody else,
yeah,
they accept him. A-Rod in the Yankees is like kind of this weird thing. He won a World Series for you. He was your key player, and yet it doesn't matter what Chicago thinks of him or what Boston thinks of him or what L.A. thinks of him. Why don't Yankee fans think of him as our guy? Screw everyone else for criticizing him.
Yes.
That's our guy, the way the Astros and the city of Houston feel about them.
Even if he was admittedly, as he just said, flawed. Because who's not, right? He understands it. You should understand it. Get over it. He won you a championship, and he was phenomenal in doing so.
Let's go to Andrew in Salt Lake City. How are you, Andrew?
I'm so conflicted. Also a little confused because I started on the Odyssey app and now picked up with you guys live. So I missed about an hour.
Oh, man.
What happened?
You got to rewind then if you missed anything.
You can rewind. You can get
well,
back.
No, I've been waiting my turn in line. I'm stoked to be on the phone.
Oh, I got
you. I can't believe that, guys, the only thing funnier than you're retiring the number so that you have to stare at it for the weeks beyond just today. The entire rest of your time in that studio, it's there. The only funnier way that they could have honored A-Rod was by giving 13 to Joey Gallo.
Which they did. Which they absolutely
did. Which they did.
By the way, I happen to like Alex. I mean, I know Alex personally, so I like him. We don't hang out all the time.
Yeah, them.
But I like him.
Tiki and Sean staring at 13 is not going
to
be a problem.
It's not a bad thing to me.
The problem is me and Loogie staring at 13. That's the biggest problem.
I mean, we've been staring at Pete Alonso's 20 for, 2 years
Excuse
now.
Me? What the hell's wrong with that?
He's not going to be a Met next year.
Whoa.
And he's not in the caliber of A-Rod.
How much do we have to take today, honestly?
Yeah, well, where the hell did that come from?
It doesn't matter. I can say whatever I want. You cannot be anti-A-Rod.
That's right. Thank you, T.
Yeah, but why do you have to be anti?
We let you have an anti-A-Rod day, and now it's anti-A-Rod day, and we knew about it.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with taking shots at Pete Alonso and the Met fans?
Your boy said it.
Who's my boy?
Joe Beningo?
That he's good. Well, Joe's wrong, or at least I hope he's wrong.
Is he going into free agency?
Probably.
Yes. Yeah. If he's in free agency, do you think Scott Boras is going to take a below market deal?
No, I never said that.
So then he's not going to be a Met.
Oh, the man from Milwaukee.
Well, first of all, let's use Alex as an example because today's A-Rod Day.
Yes.
Do you remember, and we played this clip yesterday, in the 2007 World Series, mm-hmm. in the midst of the World Series, and this is before A-Rod was your freaking hero, guys, right. In the midst of the 2007 World Series.
He opted out.
He opted out.
Yes.
And it was said on the broadcast. You have that clip? Can you find that one, or is that too difficult to find?
Don't find
that
it, Loogie.
What do you mean, don't find it?
Don't worry about it.
What, you don't want to hear it again?
Yeah, he's got all this stuff.
Good. No, we own good stuff.
He got all this stuff. He doesn't
already, too much time on Pete Alonso. Tiki's point remains. We've been staring at that. It's nonsense already.
Well, my only point was, when A-Rod opted out, the story at the time was the Yankees basically said, we're done. We're not going to re-sign Alex now.
Right.
Well, you better thank that Brian Cashman's a hypocrite and actually went back on his word and did it, because if he didn't re-sign him and he went somewhere else for the 2008 season.
And what was your point? That was Scott Boras?
No, my point is, yes, it was Scott Boras. Yeah, that was my point.
And you know what relationship he has with Scott Boras now?
Who?
Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, but did A-Rod re-sign?
Of course he did. So why do you think he did?
Because
he said, Scott, get the hell out of my way. I'm going to be a Yankee. I'm going to win a damn championship. You go scratch your 2%, whatever the heck it is.
You think that's what happened?
Absolutely.
Or was it the Yankees saying, you know what? We can't live without Alex Rodriguez. Let's just give him whatever the hell he wants.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
Yes.
I'm just telling you my interpretation.
Well, I'm giving you my interpretation. My interpretation is, don't tell me Pete Alonso's not going to be a Met. Alex Rodriguez is proof that he can just be back. Just re-sign him at the end of the year. Imagine that different alternate universe if A-Rod would have left after 07. Then there'd be no A-Rod Day. You'd hate the guy. He would have spent 4 years here.
Not one, and gone someplace else.
I can't wait till Sean Marash honors Pete Alonso hitting his 500th home run with the Yankees. We'll be on the air in 15 years from now when that happens. Well, you know that's happening.
Won't
be the last Met great to win a World Series with the Yankees.
Is this turning against the Mets now?
Because it's A-Rod Day.
You should have just let it go, Ev. You should just let it go.
What go? I didn't do anything.
All I was doing was commenting on Pete Alonso's jersey hanging.
You're the one who then took it to another level by saying he's going to be gone.
I just gave an opinion that is now circulating around Metsdom.
Well, this opinion should not have been uttered today on that February 16th, 2024, the day of A-Rod, the A-Rod Day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.